Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the tremendous growth of online grocery shopping and what it means to beef.
Absolutely. Online grocery and meal ordering has grown tremendously and is only expected to continue growing in 2022 and beyond. More than 67% of consumers are buying groceries online for delivery or pickup. The Beef Checkoff implements e-commerce advertising campaigns with major retailers to accelerate sales of fresh beef. We have seen significant sales results with such promotions where every dollar we have invested has moved $41 of incremental beef sales. Additionally, our ads have helped encourage active online shoppers who hadn't previously purchased beef online to put beef in their online cart for the first time. This summer, the Oklahoma Beef Council is investing in two online retail promotions with major retailers to grow beef sales through summer grilling and through back-to-school efforts. Overall, online grocery ordering is here to stay, and the Beef Checkoff is committed to getting beef messaging in front of consumers, whether online or in person.
Some live cattle did trade yesterday, prices ranging from steady to a dollar lower. We didn't see any trade here in our part of the country. Feedlots saw the weakness, though, in futures and the potential for lower prices and decided to move cattle and take the best they could. Now, the strong U.S. dollar may have some impact on international demand, which may be seen on the weekly export sales report this morning. Slaughter continues to remain strong, which requires more cattle to maintain the pace. However, there is concern that pace may be slow if demand slows due to higher food and energy prices. Boxed beef was lower yesterday. Choice down 88 cents, select down $2. Hogs continue the weakness, but the descent was less than it had been. October closed higher on some light spread trading. The market's oversold and ready for a bounce. There may be some short covering today as traders prepare for the quarterly hogs and pigs report. Trade estimates are for all hogs and pigs at 99.2% of a year ago. December Kansas City wheat's trading 5 cents higher early today, showing no sign of concern about investor fears or all the hype about rising U.S. dollar numbers. One of the benefits of going through the $5 sell-off that hit wheat prices this summer was that it largely washed the non-commercial crowd out of the market. The new Kansas City wheat market is less jittery and less prone to be scared by headlines in the business news. December corn's trading 4 cents higher early today, an interesting show of support for prices on a morning when the futures contracts for U.S. stocks and T-bonds are sharply lower and the U.S. dollar is higher. The financial markets are still on a bearish course after yesterday's brief reprieve, and expectations are still high. The Federal Reserve is committed to raising interest rates further. November soybeans are trading 9 cents higher early today, finding support near the lower end of its one-month trading range at a time when investor fears about the economy are still running high. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, at the close yesterday, live cattle futures, October down 52 cents, 143.05. December down 62, 146.27. October feeder cattle down 112 at 175 even. November down a dollar at 175.27. October hogs up 67 cents, 89.37. Kansas City wheat, December up 32 and three quarters, 976. March up 31 and a half, 972. Chicago wheat, December up 31 and three quarters, 903 and a quarter. March up 30 and three quarters at 915. December corn's up 3 cents, 670 and a half. March up 3 3/4, 676 and a half. November soybeans up 3 quarters at 1408 and 3/4. January's up 2 1/4, 1416 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.